This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Such the conversation software.
That's not the kind of thing you should tell me before we hit the mic there, Casey. Welcome to Party Line on a Wednesday morning. Thank you for joining us.
Really quickly, before we tear into everything that's happening on the other side of the mic here, Frankfort Waterworks will have Alhambra Avenue closed all day between Knox Street and Ann Street. And if you're not sure where that's at, that's over by the extension office, over by
Fairgrounds area.
The Fairgrounds area, the little park down Dorner Park in that area. So, and then, yay, another flood watch that goes into effect at 2
p.m. I saw this morning, 1 to 3 inches again.
Yeah, that's what they're, the possibilities.
I at least got my lawn mowed last night.
Oh, we got it mowed, but good
twice.
Grief, I need to mow it again.
I know, same.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we mowed ours on Sunday, and it needs mowed now. So it's like, son, I hope you're listening. Maybe I can get him over there to help mow. But anyway, yeah, that goes into effect at 2 p.m. Until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Seriously, though, has your yard ever been this green?
Oh,
August.
It looks so beautiful. Yeah, I love it.
I mean,
it.
It's like it's spring. We have to mow twice a week right now because we're back to...
Yeah, with the heat and all the rain, it's...
I am so thankful that I told my son, do not fertilize it this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I knew what my summer calendar looked like, and it's like, no, I don't care if it goes brown. We're not...
In fact,
we're
here's
not,
some Roundup.
We're not, yeah, we're not fertilizing this thing this year.
Let's help the process.
Well, he fertilized all the cemeteries.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but that's not my worry. That's his.
Right. So, lots of trim work is what I'm hearing.
Ooh, that's what I'm hearing yeah. as well. That lovely voice you hear beside us is Casey Allen, who is the executive director of Coach Kids here in Clinton County. How are you this morning?
I'm great.
We were talking about her beautiful dogs before the and the stories. Three of them helping her get ready this morning. They're so sweet, though.
Yes. I wish I could have more, but...
I know.
You know,
I get the whole conversation. Don't bring anything else home.
I know.
Do you get that?
I just wish mine would play well with others, but he does not like anything or anybody. So it's like, no, he's a loner.
No.
And it's unfortunate because I think he would be happier if he would get along with others. But
well, so we've always had like just one dog, and then before I had opened the boutique many years ago, we ended up getting Tess. And so then we had two golden retrievers. And I could have never imagined life, you know, with just one anymore. They're like best buds. But then now we've added little brother into the mix, and it's a whole new dynamic of WWE style. Oh, yeah. Every night.
Yeah. Well, I believe that.
Yeah. But they bring a lot of love and headaches, you know, but it's all worth it.
Yeah. It's just like Coach Kids, right? A lot of love, a few headaches in between.
Yes. Yes. Very much so. So, but, you know, school is back officially, and it's been very exciting. We've been busy in the schools with back to school nights and open houses and meeting with mentors. Today we'll be out at Rossville for their match meeting. So we got our mentors and mentees together, and are just ready to rock and roll for the new year.
Sure. I know the summer, because the kids aren't in school, gives you just a small breather, because I know you're doing other things. You're out going to festivals and parades and all of these other things. But talk about the difference, you know, now that we are back in school. It really does kind of ramp up for you guys trying to get folks matched and get mentors.
And get paperwork in. I mean, we try to do a lot of what we can at the end of the school year. You know, but we have parent permissions that need signed and that sort of thing. So we try to do as much as we can at the end of the school year, so that way we can kind of hit the ground running when school starts back up. But it's summer went fast, as it always does.
Oh, yes.
You know, Sydney's last day was Monday, so I'm, you know, mourning the loss of her.
And being your intern, for folks that maybe don't know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sorry, there should be clarification.
That's all right. We just want to make sure everybody's all on.
And, you know, so we were able to get a lot of prep work done this summer, which was really nice having her in the office. So we're off to a strong start. I'm very pleased, you know, at all of the schools. We have wonderful school partners and counselors, you know, in our schools that really help kind of be our boots on the ground. And
are you in all of our local schools now?
We are in every county school.
That's awesome.
Every county school. So elementary, we have some middle school participation, and then all of our high schools. So
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. And Frankfort has been working very hard. You know, transportation is an issue for, you know, everyone else gets to just walk down the hallway and go pick up their littles. Frankfort's a little different, where they actually, excuse me, are having to leave campus and meet with somebody. So, you know, if they're not able to drive, then that has presented issues. But we have been working with Paul Phillippe on some transportation for those students.
Sure.
And so that creates, you know, opportunity for them. So yeah, I'm really excited about the year. I'm feeling good and feeling energized and ready to go.
Casey Allen is the executive director of Coach Kids for Clinton County.
Talk about, I mean, you're getting ready to go to Rossville today, but talk about what that's like with having your high school mentors and your little mentees meet for the first time.
Yeah. I mean, so Rossville's a little different because they are so large with their participation. We do things a little bit differently out there. But this year we are starting a beginning of the year match where, you know, it's kind of that first meeting for everyone to work out the nerves, you know, maybe have that first initial conversation and us be there to have it a little guided. You know, with an activity or matching, like trying to find your mentor, you know, kind of thing. So that's something new that we're doing this year, and I'm really excited about it. And that was made possible through a community foundation grant. So, yeah, it's always like really great to see. Mm-hmm. So you have the ones that are returning potentially to, you know, their mentee from the previous year. So it's always exciting, you know, to kind of see that interaction, you know, for the first time, and they haven't been, you know, seeing each other all summer. And But yeah, extremely rewarding and exciting. I think on both ends, you know, there's kind of just that excited, nervous, you know, energy. So we just try to do a little bit of hand-holding in the beginning, you know, to make sure everybody is comfortable.
Well, you said you had such a big participation at Rossville. Talk about how many kids you have participating. And that goes both ways. I mean, there's mentees and mentors. So how many folks are you matching up is what I guess.
There's over 100.
Oh, my. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's really quite impressive. Yeah. So very large group. I'm very thankful for our school partners there. They do a really fantastic job, as all of our schools do, but, you know, kind of internally managing their students and how all of that goes.
Helping
and
make
oversight.
It happen.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Recruiting, you know, they help with recruiting. And
well, and they're with them every day. So I think it's helpful to have, you know, the administration on board, because they might be able to guide who might match well with somebody, or at least say, hey, this person maybe needs someone. It's just nice to have them on board.
Yes. And so we rely heavily on them for our match meetings. You know, they know, we typically have an elementary partner and then someone at the high school level. And both of those inputs, you know, in matching. And so we try to be very intentional as best we can when it comes to matching. So, yeah, they really help with that.
So you have attended several back-to-school events.
Yes. Yep.
Lots of them, in fact. And you're planning to do some more later this month. I think you still have Clinton Central. Is that right?
Yeah. I believe Central is at the end of the month on the 28th. They're open house. So we will be set up there. And we wanted to really hit the back to school nights hard this year, because it gives us an opportunity to have FaceTime with the parents. And
absolutely,
we just don't get that. And some, you know, aren't aware of who we are and what we do. And it's great because it kind of, they're there and then they're encouraging their kid, like, you should do this, you know. And then also helpful on our end, because we can get the paperwork and everything kind of tidied
right
up there and answer questions, and everybody's kind of on the same page. So, but it's just a wonderful opportunity to once again connect within our community schools and, you know, have that FaceTime with the families.
Talk about the Local Heroes Program.
So our Local Heroes Program is the one that we are currently talking about. It's our in-school programming. You know, we have over 200 students participating in that, mentor and mentee. And it's just growing leaps and bounds. And it's, I think, our most beneficial kind of, and that is where we are pairing a high school student with an elementary age kiddo. We do have some adults that mentor in this program as well, which is fantastic. We have several, actually. And yeah, they meet once a week for 30 minutes during the school year. And it's so rewarding. I love seeing.
Do you feel that the kids, the mentees, respond better to the high school students in some cases than they do maybe an adult?
I think it just maybe depends on their situation, but yes. Yeah.
I wondered if it was easier to talk to somebody you feel like is just a little older than you than somebody that's kind of like mom.
Right.
You know,
that
or
you're
dad
able to,
or whatever. Yes.
Yeah. That you're able to kind of connect with. And some can benefit more from having that adult presence.
Sure.
And so that's wonderful. But yeah, you know, these are the kids that the littles that are looking up to the big kids in their schools. And I think that there's something really special about that and being able to have our program.
I do, too. And there's something special for a kid when an older kid walks by and says, hey, whatever your name is, how you doing today?
Oh, yeah.
Just to be recognized by an older,
yeah.
You know, you think you're all that back, you know, in the day. I remember thinking, oh, that person knew who I was.
Right. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And so just to have somebody know your name.
Yeah, it goes a long way. I mean, just a little bit of kindness really goes a long way. I was having this conversation with a graduate, and, you know, he has big plans to go off and do things, but he eventually wants to come back here. He's like, you know, I think that I'll go to school, live life, do things, but the goal is to come back home. And, you know, that really kind of struck me. I was pleasantly surprised, you know, but that really got me thinking, that is another really big reason why we need to invest in our kids and mentor them. You know, whatever kind of energy we are feeding into the youth in our community is what is going to be returned to us. You know, either they're going to leave, you know, Clinton County and never come back, or they may go spread their wings, come back home, and then want to be rooted and invested in our community. And I think that's really important to think about. And that doesn't happen just by idly standing by, you know, and not trying to get involved with our youth at some level.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was one of those that I can't wait to get out of here. I'm not going to stay in this small town. Mm-hmm. And I did. I left, went, lived in different places, you know, of the country. And guess what?
Here you are.
Here I am.
I definitely recommend, like, getting out and seeing the world, mm-hmm. or, you know, having different experiences. But at the end of the day, I mean, isn't that kind of what we want, you know, for our community? How do our communities continue tradition, but also grow, mm-hmm. have new ideas, and all of those things? And I think we can very easily do that by folks in the community investing in our youth.
I agree completely with that. The Hot Dog Festival, and again, we're speaking with Casey Allen, Executive Director of Coach Kids for Clinton County, was a big event. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, you did a great job.
People take that cornhole pretty seriously, don't they?
They
know
do.
The rules.
So does people selling our apparel.
Well, guilt had a little bit to do with that.
It was a great day. As always with the Hot Dog Festival each year, very weather dependent. And so we had great weather this year. I felt like the crowds were great. We had a great day for our annual breakfast and cornhole tournament. It was a lot of fun. This year we brought back sponsorship, and that was wonderful. And we are very appreciative of all of our sponsors. It was just a great day. Got to see a lot of familiar faces, and it's just one of those events that you can kind of count on, you know.
Mm-hmm. It was a fun event, by the way.
We're fun.
You are a fun group. You are a fun group.
Well, you brought back the kids tournament, too.
Well, yes. So we also did the kids cornhole this year and had good participation in that for that, you know, kind of coming back and being a newer thing. And so we learned a couple of things along the way, you know, because some of those kids are good enough to be playing with the adults.
So, that's true.
Yeah. But overall, you know, just a great day, a very fun day, very appreciative to the Moose. They let us borrow their cornhole boards every year. We're just really appreciative for all the community support in that event.
It's time to raise money. So I understand that you're a funded agency and you're a pace setter for United Way this year.
Yes, we are. We are, you know, very thankful for the United Way and all that they do for our community and the organizations and folks in Clinton County. An agency partner, we are going to be having a little fundraiser this weekend called Donate Your Caffeine. So I wasn't going to be...
Does that mean you want my Mountain Dew?
Uh-huh, I do. You know, the goal would be that you were giving up your Mountain Dew for the day and, you know, donating
that
money, you know,
to
us. You know, I'm not completely heartless, and that's why I didn't do it, you know, during the week. So I figured, like, you can suffer through a weekend, you know, for a good cause. So we'll be posting about that, and you'll be able to donate through our website, Venmo, PayPal, or send smoke signals and I'll come.
Yeah, because if everybody gives a little, like their cup of coffee, or in my case, my Mountain Dew,
yes,
a couple of days for a Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, energy drink, you know, whatever your poison is. You know, at first I had said just like, you know, donate your coffee, but I don't drink coffee. And I know there's a lot of people that have other, you know, ways to get energized.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee either.
Or do the do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do the dew, but boy, that Big B has got me hooked too. So
yeah,
they're good. I have a caffeine issue, I think.
Well, you know,
I'll give it up for you though, girl.
They need to stop making such like fun drinks and flavor combinations and like never. Like, what happened to just like,
you know, we're talking pumpkin spice season is already here.
Yeah,
the ads are running. Our first pumpkin spice, and to me, okay, once we hit pumpkin spice season,
it's over.
Like, it's kind of right.
Merry Christmas.
Right. You read my mind. It's all down here, hill to the holidays from here.
I know. It will go fast.
I do love pumpkin spice season. I love fall. I love this time of the year. I hate that the kids have to go to school so early, but I do love this time of the year.
Yeah. And well, that's the reason why I like chocolate milk season. It's year round.
I was going to say, what is there a season? I didn't know there was. So thank you for clarifying.
Exactly. It does make sense. I don't have to deal with seasons, man. It's just whether it's cold or whether it's hot, you know. Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate milk.
It's hot chocolate. Same thing.
Same thing, really. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you still in need of adult? Okay, so we've talked about local heroes. What other programs, and are you still in need of regular folks who are adult mentors?
Yes, we are always in need of volunteers in some capacity. Mentors, if you're not sure how you can maybe fit into our organization, or you just want to kind of further a conversation, you know, let's talk. Always looking for mentors. You know, there's a lot of different things that we do that require volunteers and, you know, other people's time. There's lots of different ways that you can help us. If you're not able to, you know, commit to that once a week, you know, in the in-school setting, we do have out-of-school time programming. We have our next-gen leaders that we're launching this year, and we are ramping up and kind of gathering all of the things for that. So that Next Gen Leaders is formerly Friends for Life, and we are kind of moving to more of a group mentoring, still with the ability for that one-on-one connection, but we want to work with these eighth graders and up on kind of building this portfolio of community service and gosh, my brain's going blank. You know,
Welcome to our age. it does get a little hazy in there, doesn't it?
All the time.
Spider webs.
All the time. But community service, you know, any more like academics are just not strong enough to separate you out from your peers and some of the things that you want to do. So this program was kind of designed with the new Indiana Pathways and trying to get kids exposure to different things, whether that be some job shadowing or, you know, having some guest speakers in certain fields, or that really just that exposure and opportunity to explore different things.
That'll be fun.
It is. And, you know, so that way, too, we're hoping to have more success by that. So, you know, if that is something that interests you and you like working more with the high schoolers and feel like you have something to potentially offer, whether that's just life experience, you know, professional experience, or you're part of a club or something, you know, we would love to have you. And that's going to be like once a month. So, and that's how you and I kind of got involved. Mm-hmm. Very busy schedules, you know, kind of hard to commit to that once a week, but once a month for an hour, yes, very doable.
And if we were in it before, will our mentees be coming back that were in this, or is this going to be a whole different, or do we even know that yet?
We don't know that for sure. Like, I know that yours is coming back.
Yes.
Yes, I know. I'm very excited.
That's what I was hoping you'd say.
So I believe so, that the majority are returning and will come into that program.
Yay.
Yeah. So
it's going to be fun. I like that.
I know. I'm excited. You know, it's an opportunity and a space for kids, you know, outside of the school setting that might not be into sports or, you know, a part of certain clubs. And so this gives them the opportunity to meet outside the school setting and still get some kind of social benefit, potentially academics, you know, and just a little extra support or something fun to do. We have a lot of fun.
We do have a lot of fun. What else is on your agenda? What would you like to tell us about today?
really, you know, Next Gen Leaders, I am very excited about it. Carl and I have put a lot of work and have done a lot of research and a lot of conversations within our schools and, you know, listening to our youth, you know, once again, just, you know, as schools coming back in session, continue to have conversations with your kids. I know that, you know, sometimes it's hard, but, you know, keep the lines of communication open. They're experiencing so much, and sometimes it feels so heavy for them. And if they're just able to offload that, you know, and then they can go about their day, you know, you just never know where a conversation may lead and how they might walk away feeling like a weight has been lifted, you know, or that they can actually handle something, you know, on their own. So,
and just being asked, I remember almost, I would say nearly every day, I would come home from school and my parents or mom or dad would say, well, what happened to school today? Or how did your test go? Or what did you do at recess? Or there was just some kind of question or dialogue that I had to answer. And sometimes maybe I didn't feel like talking, nothing, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, at least they asked. And then the days they didn't ask, I'd be like, hey, you didn't ask me, you know, even if I didn't answer, I noticed that somebody didn't ask me.
Yeah. I mean, and poach it different ways. You know, I know, like, how was your day is, you know, but what was your favorite thing a part of the day? What is something that you learned today?
What was for lunch? I mean,
what was for lunch? You know, just try to continue to find ways to connect with your children, because all of it really does kind of start in the home. And what we're trying to do is, you know, overlap and wrap kind of around our students in different ways, you know, and so it can kind of start in the home and start off on the right foot.
What are you laughing at?
I mean, I had that with my parents, you know, everybody, and I'm have three older brothers, so I even got it from them too. And even one of my brothers was in the Navy, but I would get every weekend I would get a phone call. He was so much older than I was. I was like eight when he was in the Navy, but I would get a phone call. He would use his phone call. Granted, mom and dad probably got to talk to him at some point in time, but it was for me first. And that would be it. It would be, how was my week? You know, what all happened at school? What, you know, everything that went on, and how bad did, you know, my other brothers annoy me? You know, that kind of thing. So when I had kids of my own, it was the same deal. But I was just sitting here thinking, the questions that I would ask my son, who's the oldest, and the questions I would ask my daughter, and Cindy knows my kids, were totally different.
Right. Yeah.
Same thing with my kids. Totally different questions.
Yeah, because of the different personalities.
And sometimes I didn't know what I didn't want to know what Becky's answer was going to be.
Well,
I know Becky's answer.
Yeah.
It was something that was probably a little crazy. But
and also, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I saw your baby got engaged.
He did. And my baby. Wow, that sounds crazy now.
I know.
Yeah, he's going to be 26. But yeah, thank you. We're very excited. And we love her very much. So we're very excited.
Yeah, she's a sweetie.
That. She is a sweetheart. We appreciate you, too,
I appreciate you, guys.
And Carl. Thank you, Carl.
Hey, Carl. Thank you. Yeah, we want to give Carl a big shout out as well. And so how can folks get a hold of you?
Yes.
And if I know, like we were talking about earlier, you know, we're always saying, you know, if you have any pennies, we would love to have them. So if somebody, you know, won the lottery this week, or if, you know, somebody, I don't know, found a $100 bill laying on the floor that they would like to contribute, how can they?
I would happily take it.
How can they help coach kids?
So our office is located downtown at 5 West Clinton Street.
I love the location. It's so good.
And the building is like just beautiful. I love it. 5 West Clinton Street. Our website, coachkids.org. Phone number, 765-654-8812. Our website has a lot of information, also our contact information. So if you forgot that phone number, would like to email us or just stop in, you know, please do so. If you're just wanting to help in some way, you just don't know how, please reach out and we will find a way. I will never turn away a volunteer for something. It takes a village.
That it does. And now that you've lost your intern, I mean, some things aren't necessarily, they could just be in-house. Maybe, I don't know, putting flyers together. So I don't know.
Or like United Way is having,
Stuff envelopes.
You know, like there's lots of things that can really be helpful, you know, for our office.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, please reach out.
Casey Allen is Executive Director of Coach Kids for Clinton County, and we hope to see you again next month and hear more tales from the tails, the wagging tails. Those are always so cute to hear, especially this morning's tale was very intriguing. We'll see how that goes for you.
I'm glad you clarified all that.
Well, the dogs are very funny. So, all right, thank you so much. We appreciate you. We will be back. Is he in the house?
Yeah, he's in house.
Okay, Dr. Rhoda is in house. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.